Chapter 15. November 23rd of Year 1. One thing becomes clear. The wave is approaching too fast. Just now the ISUs that I launched 2 weeks ago have failed. The sensor unit at starboard at least survived the electrons before being destroyed by the subsequent parts of the wave. Due to its sacrifice, I now know the intensity has decreased, and this offers a glimmer of hope. However, the wave is still strong enough to destroy Messenger. Additionally, it is clear that the secondary wave of hard protons will arrive about 24 hours later. This does not offer enough time to remodel Messenger in a meaningful way. Therefore, we need to live or die with what we have. This includes a magnetic probe to shield against electrons, but it has so far only moved about 20 meters away from the spaceship. That will not be enough. Knowing what now faces us, I feel strangely focused, almost relieved, just like back when I used the rocket backpack to fly to the crevasse in order to save Francesca. The memory of this event feels warm, even though I picture a world of enormous cold. I wonder what else I could possibly do. But there is nothing left. The fabricators will be improving the shield up to the very last second, stubbornly fighting to increase the survival chance by a few percentage points. They do not know the doubt that has affected me, and they cannot experience fear.